Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. It is NXT Tuesday, and tonight we'll find out the fate of my beloved Ava, who's gone. Who is going to replace her? How are they going to explain her departure? Did Tony D murder her? All of these questions will be answered tonight on NXT. We have also got all of the news from Raw last night. It was the follow-up show for the Royal Rumble, and we've got a main event for WrestleMania. That's confirmed. Roman Reigns and CM Punk is going to be the main event of WrestleMania. So we'll tell you about that. Everything that happened on Raw last night. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. He'll have his thoughts as well. Very, very good main event segment, I thought. As far as the wrestling on the show, kind of a little hit and miss. But we'll go over that. Plus, there's a lot of news, including an interview I want to talk about with, of all people, Nia Jax. Years ago, there was a match with Charlotte Flair that appeared to kind of fall apart. And Nia Jax now, years later, has talked about the match. And you'll be stunned to hear, it fell apart. And we'll tell you what Nia Jax had to say about it. Hiromu is leaving New Japan. Talk to you about that. NXT is going back to New York City for the Roadblock special, which will be taking place in March. Nick Hogan was spotted recently at the WWE Performance Center, whatever that means. And plenty of other news as well. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm also at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Be back in a moment with Lance Storm, Wrestling Observer Live.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. And during the break, I'm watching Charlotte and Nia Jax. This match took place on August 30, 2021. And it's incredible for a lot of reasons. First off, if you remember this match, Charlotte and Nia are having this match, and Charlotte goes for a moonsault, and Nia gets the knees up, and Charlotte, like, hits some move, and she wants to go for a cover, but Nia just starts standing up. And Charlotte decides, I'm going to force you down to the mat to cover you. And Nia's like, I ain't going down. And so at that point, the thing just falls apart. They both stand up, and they look at each other. And then Charlotte, like, slaps her hard. And Nia just, like, looks at her and then shoves her. And then, like, they get into it. And Nia's doing these Vader, like, she's throwing shots like she's Vader, those clubbering to the side of the head. And, man, this thing falls apart. And then they, like, get back on the same page for the most part. And they continue the match. So, Nia did an interview on Chris Van Vliet's show talking about this match. And I think what the funniest thing about the match is that, like I said, during the break, I went to watch it, and I just, like, Googled the date, and it comes up, and what comes up is the actual clip of the match that WWE put on their social media. They took the worst part of this match and put it up on their social media, and
they put up the clip that will get the most traction.
No, but this was years ago. This wasn't put up recently.
Yeah, it would have got more traction back then, too.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know if most fans even knew that something went wrong. It's just, I bring it up because this is not the first time that this happens in AEW, and it also happens in WWE, because people always send me the clips. Both places, I don't know who the social media people are anyway, but the people in charge of social media for AEW and WWE very often will put up a clip of something that looks terrible. Like, there will be some botch, and then they'll, like, put it up as, like, a highlight. Oh, man, look at this big move or whatever. And, you know, people in the company will actually text me, and they'll be like, who put this up as, like, a highlight? This was the worst thing in the match. So anyway, Nia does this interview, And she says, my match with Charlotte kind of got into a little tiff, a little back and forth there. It was a miscommunication. I will say, I'm going to call it a miscommunication. Things got heated, like they legit got heated in that match. I did warn her a few times to stop, like to chill out, and she didn't. And so then I two-pieced her. You know, we came back, and once we were calm and we were level-headed, we all kind of were just like, all right, that got a little out of hand. But sometimes it happens. It just got a little out of hand. It got hot, and we just started swinging. And she's asked if things are good, and she says, oh, yeah, we're good. It was definitely, everybody was like, what just happened? Even the crowd, because when it happened in the moment, I couldn't hear anything because I was angry. I was legit PO'd, so I didn't hear anything. But then when I felt the dead silence of the crowd, like I think the crowd was kind of like, what is happening? I could hear Corey Graves. Commentary is the only thing I could hear because the crowd was dead silent. I think they were kind of in shock, like, what just happened? So it was definitely a moment. That was a match where I was like, oh. But then we were able to redeem ourselves after that. So if you want to check it out, it's not hard to find on the internet. Just Google August 21, Nia versus Charlotte. It'll come right up. And the clip on the WWE YouTube page begins with the disaster, and then you end up seeing the rest of the match afterwards.
It used to happen quite a bit back in the day. Not so much nowadays, but back in the day, it happened all the time.
And it's funny because I think I shut the window here, which is too bad. But usually when something like this happens, it's kind of like, okay, well, I get it, you know. I don't get it in that I would have done the same thing, but I understand why in the heat of the moment somebody got mad. But, like, this one's just weird because I'll just do commentary right now. Charlotte goes up top, and she goes for a moonsault, and, like, I guess Nia got the knees up, and then Nia goes to lift her and hit a Samoan drop, and Nia doesn't look happy right here, but she's kind of smiling. And then she does her running leg drop, and Charlotte moves like 10 minutes early. And then Charlotte boots her, and Nia starts to get up, and Charlotte tries to like force her to the ground. Nia's already on her feet, and Charlotte's trying to force her to the ground. And that's it. Charlotte then slaps her, and Nia shoves her, and it's off to the races. It's like, what did you get so mad about that she tried to put you on your back when you were already on your feet? I don't even understand. It's just weird. I can't even explain why they got so angry at each other.
No, there may have been tension before they even went to the ring. It's like stuff like that happens.
It's possible. All right. Well, that's the story. You can go check out that match if you want to.
But when you mentioned bad stuff going on social media, it was probably 2 years ago now, but I remember I was at a TNA show and, like, you know, looking at my phone and the social media people put up a clip and I'm like, why is this out there? And I'm like, who does our social media? I found the guy. I'm like, this is like a completely blown spot that misses. Why is this out there? It's like, oh, and he deleted it. But
was this TNA?
TNA like 2 years ago.
Okay, so it legitimately is now every major national television promotion in this country. I've seen it with AEW, I've seen it with WWE, and now TNA. I don't know. I think the social media people are just like, you know, they're social media people. They don't like grab former wrestlers and give them the job. So they watch the match and, you know, they see something that looks cool and they put it up there, and sometimes it's not as cool as they thought.
They'll see a big crash and go, ooh, people want to see that. And it's like, not the people in the match.
NXT is tonight. My dearest Ava is gone, and it must be explained.
I really hope Tony made her swim with the fishes.
I mean, listen.
What else can you do?
I'm not the booker, obviously. I have intense power over all promotions except one, NXT. And if I were in charge, I mean, you know, there's no meeting. Tony shows up. Where's Ava? He says, I haven't seen her all day. I don't know where she's at. And it's a mystery. What happened to Ava? And Tony D, of course, has a history of murdering people, allegedly. And so we could even do the murder mystery. Who took out Ava? But anyway, something will have to be announced tonight because last week she was all over the show. And the big hook for this week is Tony D'Angelo is going to reveal his intentions. So we'll need a new authority figure. My presumption is it may end up being Robert Stone, because he's like the only one left. They got rid of Stevie Turner. He was Ava's right-hand man.
It would be really great if they actually filmed the corpse shot before she left, and they will have them show up and find her body laying on the office floor.
I don't know if we're gonna need a body double for that one. I don't think she's stuck around for that one. But you never know, you know. But we have a ladder match for the NXT title. Dion Lennox, Keanu Carver, Jackson Drake, Joe Hendry, Shiloh Hill, Ricky Saints, and Sean Legacy. We've got the Women's North American Championship. Izzy Dame versus Thea Hale and Lola Vice. Elegance Brand versus Sol Rukunzaria for the TNA Knockouts titles, Lance.
This is a big show. Three titles already.
Yeah. And there will be a new NXT champion. I can only see it being one man. Ricky Saints. I guess they could try to just like make a new star overnight. Keanu Carver or somebody.
Or again, a 5% chance they do the Joe pop, but
you could do Joe Hendry, but I think he's technically main roster, so it's not like you can't do it, but I figure Ricky Saints is gonna get belt. But yeah, big matches tonight on NXT, everybody. And we'll see what sucker ends up the new NXT GM. Because I do want to mention very quickly when we come back from the break why I believe the Ava character was the worst GM of all time.
The worst book GM.
That's the point. Don't ruin it for me. So anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, as well as Raw and plenty more. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today, wiping away a tear from my eye, the departure of Ava. Got some ideas in the chat here. This person goes, they should bring someone up and recast Ava. I've had a lot of people suggest this. Just a totally different person, like blonde hair, you know, and just say this, just pretend that it's still Ava. She should have been recast. Like nothing ever happened.
Replace a person on the soaps.
Yeah, exactly. Or this person goes, they should do a riff on the casino opening and Ava's blown up in the parking lot. That one's been suggested. A lot of people think the show should just open and they'll say she was attacked in the parking lot.
I think Chelsea Green campaigned for the role and a lot of people were in support of this.
Like this guy goes, they should open with Robert Stone asking the talent, where's Ava? And everybody says, who's Ava? And finally, someone tells him, there is no Ava. You've been the GM this entire time.
Do the Dallas thing and just wake up. It was all a dream.
This guy goes, there was an Ava, but she died 20 years ago on a stormy night, just like tonight. The Phantom GM storyline. Anyway, I've mentioned many times that Ava was the worst GM in the history of wrestling. People get so mad. And the name they always bring up is Mike Adamly. Okay? Now, I want to preface this by saying, God bless Mike Adamly. You know? I have no problem with Mike Adamly.
What about the laptop?
Well, the laptop? No, this is the difference, Lance. So, the issue with Mike Adamly was that, God bless him, as a performer, he was terrible. He didn't know anyone's names. We had the famous Jeff Harvey line, and he just was bad at performing this job. That's different. Ava, I'm talking the character. I'm not talking Simone Johnson. Actually, by the end, she was a lot better than when she started. Like, when she started, she was like a Mike Adamly. I mean, she couldn't string a sentence together, and it was pretty bad at the beginning. But by the end, like, she kind of got it. But the problem was the character of Ava was the worst GM. She made the worst decisions. You mentioned during the break, well, you got to watch some of those old WCWs with Vince Russo. Yeah, the Vince Russo character also made stupid decisions. But I would argue he didn't make a stupid decision three times on every single show.
Oh, brother, go back and watch.
Dude. On her last show, it opened with Joe Hendry lying dead on the ground, and he is surrounded by three men, the Vanity Project, all clutching steel chairs. Ava walks up and starts screaming at them, why did you do this? Why did you kill Joe Hendry? They go, we didn't do it. She goes, you're right here with chairs. What are you talking about? We didn't do it. She's angry. She's finally eventually asked for help for Joe Hendry because she didn't actually care about him. He goes, oh, yeah. And then later in the show, she meets with these three guys and they say, you have no proof. You have no actual proof that we did it. And Ava goes, you know what? I actually don't have proof. Therefore, Jackson Drake, you will replace Joe Hendry. I said, what? What? Even if you have no proof, if you think there's a good chance that he killed this guy, why would you reward them? There's no other males available for this spot? No, she gives it to Jackson Drake. Then she goes, but I want you to know, if Joe Hendry is medically cleared, he's in the match. Well, at the end of the show, it turns out Joe Hendry's medically cleared, so he's in the match. But so is Jackson Drake anyway. What?
But did she put anyone's mom on a pole?
Bro. Dude. There's no defense of this, okay?
I'm not defending it.
There's no rule.
I'm saying there was equally dumb stuff in a lot of
places.
There's
no rule that says that there have to be six people in the ladder match. Joe Hendry didn't need to be replaced. He didn't have to be. Guy's dead? Fine. There's only five guys. No? No.
It's trademarked. It's a burger joint.
She said, there must be six men. So Jackson Drake, you will take his place. But then the guy comes back, and now guess what? There's now seven men. It's stupid, Lance. She made a decision like this all throughout the show, every show. Her character was the worst GM of all time.
Hey, she didn't let someone's mom defend the tag titles and then put her on a forklift.
Oh, stop. They did far dumber things than that. Probably made sense that she was taped to a pole. She kept interfering. That at least made... It was stupid, but it made sense. This Jackson Drake thing didn't make any sense. Not a lick of sense, as they say. Anyway. Nick Hogan was apparently the WWE Performance Center recently. He was spotted last week.
Is he replacing Ava?
According to the... Hey, golly. I had not thought of that.
Gone from The Rock's kid to Hogan's kid.
Wow.
Doesn't need to be taught how to bump.
BW Insider said he was there last week. There is no word what he was doing there. He attended multiple WWE shows in 2025.
Calling it now. He's the new GM.
Talked about how accommodating WWE had been, how well they treated his family. In November, he posted a photo of himself on Instagram working out in the ring with NWA wrestler Brian Idol. He is 35, Nick Hogan, has never wrestled before. But he left the door open for an in-ring debut when asked about the picture by TMZ. God, you might be right, dude. Nick Hogan,
the first time.
New GM of NXT. Huh. Interesting.
Hogan knows best, the second generation.
Well, speaking of NXT, next month they're heading back to New York City for Roadblock, the theater at Madison Square Garden, Tuesday, March 31st. It'll be a special episode of NXT, so not on Peacock. Which tells me, by the way, I gotta think about this.
They officially done on Peacock now?
Unless they've got a Saturday night's main event that I'm not thinking about. They may be done. I may be able to cancel Peacock again. I canceled it and had to sign back up for this last Saturday night's main event. So maybe I can cancel again. But that is that. All right, we've got... I got an update on Adam Lee here. This person said Adam Lee was a bad GM on TV, too. As GM, he did a tag match with Cole and Jerry Lawler versus Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase his first night as GM. Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase versus Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler, Mike Adam Lee signed. He also did a I can't read this. It's bad typing, but anyway, he made some bad decisions. Apparently as well. But all GMs do. But did he make as many bad decisions as Ava?
Did he bail out the guy that was ruining her show?
Yeah, that's another one. It would be fitting if he murdered her after that. She had him arrested because he was attacking people on a wrestling show. The bail was somehow set so high he couldn't afford it. She then immediately bailed him out. And when he asked why, she goes, "We need you."
Maybe she shouldn't have had him arrested.
God. All right. Romu is departing New Japan. He says there is no bad blood between himself and the company. His final match will be coincidentally at New Beginning in Osaka on February 11th. Tokyo Sports did an article, said his contract expired at the end of January. He informed New Japan he would not be renewing. Takashi in the article claimed the departure was, quote, super positive, and he was leaving to pursue, quote, a new dream. He says, "I want to deny the idea I'm leaving because I'm dissatisfied with New Japan. I think it's natural for any working adult to have dissatisfaction with their company. That's precisely why I don't want people to think I left for such a simple reason. I'm leaving with ambition. It's a super positive departure," is Destination has not been revealed. It could be WWE. It could be AEW. Could be Noah. A lot of talk about Noah. And we shall see. Tokyo Sports said the departure was not influenced by the comings and goings of wrestlers he was close to, like Naito or Evil. Solely result of Hiromu personally pursuing a new dream as a wrestler. Deep internal conflict and careful consideration, it said. The age of 36 when Okada and Nakamura left was something that really stuck with me. I wonder if 36 was kind of a line for taking new challenges. And so away he goes. I'm trying very, very hard to say, I love the place. It's awesome. It's great. But I'm out of here.
Just want something new.
Just want something new. Some potentially, maybe, I guess we'll see good news about Piper Niven. She's been out for a long time with a very serious neck injury. And the word we had is it could be career ending. She did do an interview on social media. Fan asked how she was feeling. She said, it's 5 months, and some days when it's bad, I can't stand up for more than a few minutes, if even a minute.
Wow.
Do I want to come back? Of course I do. This is all I've done. I've wanted to do since I was 16 years old. I can't imagine doing anything else. I still love it as much as I did the first day I started. I feel like I was really just starting to get confident again, open up and hit my groove. So all of this is to say, I hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me. Well, it's bad, but all the best to her. Back in a moment with the Raw Report, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Lance, what did you think of Raw?
I thought there was very little wrestling on the program. I think there was only three matches. And all three of them were the babyface selling a whole long time and having a degree of interference for them to win at the end.
Yeah, there certainly was a... What do you think of these matches nowadays, Lance?
Well, I think like everybody else, some of them I love, some of them not so much.
All right, hold on a second. I got to do one thing real quick.
I also, while you're doing that, as I've mentioned here before, I get frustrated when promos start and they seem to be milking and playing into the crowd, singing, interacting so much that I lose interest. I actually turned off the main event promo and went, you know what, I'll see the clips of the important part later. I can't stand here listening to the crowd sing Roman Reigns. And
you've got to be kidding me. You turned off that main event segment?
Yep. They lost my interest before it got good.
You're blaming the clips of the fans?
No, there has been a tendency from the company where you can tell that if the crowd even starts anything, the person in the ring pauses and tries to get them to go further. And I've gotten annoyed by it a long time ago. And I came to the conclusion that the important parts of this will be on social media in 20 minutes. I'll save myself the time and effort.
I'm completely aghast that you missed that promo.
I saw the clips and the important stuff on social media. I don't need to watch it on the show.
How do you have a job in this business, dude? The fans are always going to make noise. They're going to sing for TNA. They're going to do all of that.
They are overly concerned with elongating that and playing into that and milking that. And it's just not what I enjoy. I tune into a show to listen to and see stars. I don't tune into a show to listen and hear from fans. If they're popping, great. But when you can tell they are actively trying to milk it and encourage it and make that the thing that stands out in the show, I personally am not going to stay around for it. If others do, fantastic. I'm not exactly the target demo.
Well, you're not, but you got to review the show here. And you missed the best part of the show by leaps and bounds.
Well, my review is they need to grab my attention better.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I feel like... Bron Breakker came out and destroyed everything. And I still can't get over this. I can't even review the show. I'm so aghast.
Bron was angry.
God. I should have you review this show.
That's what we're doing. Keep going.
I feel about you right now like you feel about those fans. God. Yes, Bron Breakker was mad. Then Pierce came out and who cares? LA Knight. I've been thrown completely off my game. I cannot believe you didn't watch the main event segment because some fans sang for Roman Reigns.
It wasn't just that. They
just skip that part to the next part of it.
I did that.
You have
at
a fast forward thing.
I did that at first. And then Roman kept going on and on about things he did in Philly. And I'm like, I'm not in Philly. I don't care about Philly. Talk to me.
So just skip to the next
it's
part.
It's not a house
then.
Show. It's television.
You skipped the whole promo. It was the I only kept... good thing on the show.
And I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? Instead of me trying to find the good parts, I'll just let them post it on social media, which is what they did.
God.
So I saw all the important parts.
I'm dying.
Save myself 15 minutes.
I'm dying. Find something you like on the show, and then I'll bury that. You review these matches. Tell me about Javon and El Grande.
Javon sold for a really, 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 really long time. And then...
What is wrong with these guys? What happened in this match?
I don't know. It wasn't clicking great. It wasn't Javon's best showing. It was a match.
Javon! I'm sorry. It was El Grande Americano's fault. Because he's the guy that yelled at the top of his lungs, "What are we doing?" He got lost. He actually yelled in the corner, "What are we doing?" He didn't know what was next. And then they like fell off a cliff for like 5 minutes. They fell off a cliff for far longer than Charlotte and Nia. At least they didn't punch each other. But yes, this was probably at the bottom of the barrel for Evans, Javon Evans matches. And I don't even know why.
And it bothers me from a creative direction. The Grande Americano thing. Like, if Rey Mysterio is hurt, the company will just let me put on a Rey Mysterio outfit, come out and be Rey Mysterio for 6 months. And when Rey comes back, they'll just call him the original Rey Mysterio. Like, I thought in canon, this guy was supposed to be impersonating. But now they've, like, changed the name of the original guy and just going to let this guy keep being. Like, what is supposed to be going on here? At least with El Clone, at least we know he's not the original guy.
Or a clone, because he's already lost.
Well, clones are more about being genetically the same, not being able not to win the same number of
he's
matches.
He's supposed to be the same guy. He uses the same move.
But maybe I'm wrong because I haven't watched enough shows, but it's like the announcers haven't even completely acknowledged that the current El Grande Americano is an imposter and there is an original. And I think that's part of the reason why the original got a bad reaction at the Royal Rumble is like they didn't make it clear that there was a impersonator here and the original would show up someday, where you're waiting for the injured guy to come back and take out this imposter. They kind of most of the time said it was the same dude.
Well, I think that no one cared about El Grande in Saudi Arabia because they thought he was Ryo, because they popped big for him on this show. They knew who he was here. They just didn't know who he was on the other show. But yes,
2 days to figure it out.
A guy got beat up the whole match, and then somebody interfered, and then he won. That was the every match on this show was exactly the same. I did not like this show except for the main event angle. But this is the best thing on the show, which is the one thing you missed. Then we had Obafemi destroying the War Raiders. And I'm just doing the matches. Penta and Bronson Reed, literally exactly the same. Bronson Reed beats him up for about an hour. And then we had seven.
They even gave the heel a visual pin.
Seven disasters in about a 2 minute segment. First, Theory hits the apron. Penta hits him with a super kick. Then Logan hits the apron. Penta attempts to jump over the referee's back to hit Logan with a forearm, but he sends the referee nose first into the ropes, and the referee's nose pretty much explodes.
That really does hurt.
So he fell down, and he goes outside, and they were cleaning up blood. And meanwhile, Theory interferes again. Penta dives on everybody outside, hits a destroyer on Bronson, or he goes for it, and Bronson gets a tsunami. No referee. Bronson goes outside to get a chair. LA Knight shows up, hits his finish on a chair outside. Theory and Logan chase him into the crowd. The referee, unlike you and John Cena, he didn't give up. He got back in the ring and he counted out Bronson. So, exact same finish for the second straight match. At which point, we then got Steph and Raquel for the women's title. This match also, in the middle of the match, I guess Stephanie and the referee both thought they were in the commercial break, or at least she did. And she just stops wrestling and starts talking to the referee. They're just having a conversation.
But it was really weird in that Stephanie hit a super kick and then another move and got a near fall. And then Stephanie lays there and starts talking, and Raquel just rolls out of the ring and starts getting plunder. And it's like, why was the woman who almost lost now the one doing stuff, and the woman that was in control now having a conversation with the referee? I was like, did somebody get really hurt? Are they going to stop this match? What's going on?
Well, apparently they all thought it was a commercial break for reasons unknown, and it wasn't. And so they were just killing some time, and then I guess they found out it wasn't a break, and then they stopped killing time, and then they went to an actual break. So that was weird. But the worst thing about this match, and it's not just this match, I'm sick of matches like this. It's the match where you got to go 22 minutes and the heel is on offense for 20 of those 22 minutes. And every time the babyface tries something, they get cut off. Every time. And you think this must be the comeback. For example, Stephanie gave her the devil's kiss finally after trying multiple times. She gave her another one on the steel steps. And then they went to commercial and came back for another 10 more minutes. in which he was being beaten and beaten and beaten and beaten. And I'm dying for a comeback just so the match will swing the other way. It never comes. And finally, Liv comes down to the ring, wants Raquel to use the belt. Raquel doesn't want to use the belt. Stephanie drop kicks her into a chair, puts Raquel on a table. She goes up top. I thought, all right, well, here we go. Nope. She gets cut off again. They fight up top. Stephanie tries a Hurricane Rana. It gets countered. The counter then gets countered into a Frankensteiner. I'm like, oh my God. And then finally, Stephanie hits Raquel with the corkscrew splash and got the pin.
You figure the corkscrew splash was an ad lib because the table bump kind of was lame?
Dude, I don't know. All I know is, like, Dave's talking about the crowd, and he's talking about how the crowd wasn't into it. He's the opposite of you. This crowd didn't care. They weren't into the match.
I want them to be into the match. It's I don't want them to be into singing songs.
Yeah, but the difference is, at least Roman got him alive. This match killed them dead. They were dead during this match. I'd have loved to hear him sing, cheer, jump up and down, the wave. I'd have preferred anything to utter silence. And the reason they had utter silence is because there were no ups and downs, twists and turns. It was just straight heat for 20 minutes. Just like, and this is not the only, I see this in AEW. I see this in WWE. I see this, I'm sure I'll see it in TNA. Like, oh my God, there's a reason that in the old days, babyface got some shine. Then they got cut off. Then they'd make a brief comeback and get cut off again, but then make a full comeback. And they'd run wild on that babyface or that heel. The heel might cut them off, do a couple switches. There's a reason that 99% of matches over the last 120 years have had this exact same formula, because it's exciting that way. This way, we're going to make them think the babyface is making a comeback, but they're not. We're going to cut them off again. Oh, this is it? Nope, we're going to cut them off again. By the end, I'm like, I'm so sick of this match. Is it ever going to end? And 22 minutes. This was too long. I thought the women themselves, I thought they worked hard, and I thought they, as wrestlers, did a good job, but I thought the match itself, the structure of the match, I didn't like it one bit. And I ain't the only one, because the crowd was D-E-A-D dead.
Well, three singles matches over 2 hours is not a whole lot of wrestling.
Especially when they're all the same.
They were all predominantly heat, yes.
Then we had a great main event segment with Roman Reigns and CM Punk. And the reason this was so great is because when it was over, this felt like the hottest match in years. And it's amazing because
it's 2 months away.
There's a lot of people that don't like CM Punk, and there's a lot of people that do like CM Punk. As an unbiased reviewer, I thought both of these guys were awesome in this segment, but I thought Roman Reigns' go-home segment of the promo here was by far the best part of this and his best promo in years. But if you go online, if you're a CM Punk fan, man, he carried Roman Reigns. Don't ever get in a battle with CM Punk on the mic, they say. If you're not a CM Punk, Roman murdered this guy. The truth is actually somewhere in the middle. But you should go out of your way to watch this whole segment, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So if you haven't figured it out, that main event segment on Raw, which you should all watch in its entirety, well, that was Paul Heyman. And these guys went through the curtain after the show and big standing ovation for these guys. Everybody thought it was incredible. So yes, now there's 2.5 months before the match actually takes place. This was like the go-home show before WrestleMania. But it's not. So they got to come up with something in the meantime. And I think that one of the easier things to do is when CM Punk came out and the first thing he did was bury Finn Balor, and Roman Reigns is like, you interrupted me to talk about somebody else. I think that Finn Balor needs to take offense to this. And he already hates CM Punk. He needs to get really mad at Roman Reigns, because you've got to do CM Punk and Finn Balor, probably the Elimination Chamber, and you have to make it. You have to make Finn Balor at least hot enough where there's the idea that maybe if he beats CM Punk, then it's either going to be Finn Balor and Roman Reigns or a three-way. You got to at least make people think that's a viable possibility, even though it's going to be CM Punk and Roman Reigns one-on-one at WrestleMania. How they do that, I don't know. But we got a long ways to go. But clearly, if you watched the show last night, Finn Balor and CM Punk is coming up imminently. And then we'll go back to Roman Reigns after that. So anyway, that was the majority of the Raw show. There was some other stuff, but you can listen to Wrestling Observer Radio last night. We did the entire review. And we will be back tomorrow to review the first Avalus NXT. She's gone. But we'll find out how they solve that problem tonight. Filthy Tom will join us tomorrow, as well as Vinny Pacifico. And tonight you can check out the Brian and Vinny show with Granny, Craig, and Sean. One of the final 20 years ago on TNA Impact. We're soon going to switch to something else. So Anyway, we're going to wrap it up. Don't forget TNA Impact on Thursdays on AMC. And Lance will be back later on this week with more. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.